upstairs, but something not that far away from it. There's a wooden framework like a four-poster bed, with elaborate pulleys at each corner. Mo is spread-eagled on her back, naked, tied to the uprights, but the effect is just about anything other than kinky sexy, especially when I see what's suspended above her by way of more pulleys and the same steel cables that loop through her manacles. Each of the uprights is capped by a Tesla coil. There's some kind of bug-fuck generator rig in the corner, and half the guts of an old radar station's HF output stage arranged around the perimeter of a crazy pentacle surrounding the Procrustean contraption. It's like a bizarre cross between an electric chair and a rack. Her eyes are closed. I think she's unconscious. I can't help myself. I fumble with the locking ring on my helmet, then raise my visor and take a breath. It's cold in here. It's been about 8 hours since she was abducted, so if she's been there that long, she's probably halfway to hypothermia already. I shuffle closer, careful not to cross the solder-dribbled circuit inscribed on the stone floor. Mo? She twitches.
Bob? Bob, get me out of here!
She's hoarse, and there's an edge of panic in her voice. I take a shuddering, icy breath. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Only question is how. I glance around. Anyone there? I call.
Be with you in a sec,
replies Hutter from outside the door.
Waiting for the boss.
I go fumbling in my padded pocket for the PDA, because before I go anywhere near that bed, I want to take some readings. Talk to me, Mo. What happened? Who put you here?
Oh, God, he's out there.
She just about goes into spasm, straining at the cables in panic. Stop that! I shout, on edge and jittery myself. Mo, stop moving! That thing could cut loose at any moment! She stops moving so suddenly that the bed rack summoning bench shakes.
What did you say?
She asks out of one corner of her mouth. I squat, trying to see the base of the frame she's lying on. That thing... I'm going to untie you just as soon as I've checked that it isn't wired. Dead man's handle. Looks like a Vollmann-Knuth configuration. Powered down right now, but stick some current through those inductors and it could turn very nasty indeed. I've tapped up an interesting diagnostic program on the palm top, and the Hall effect sensor embedded in the machine is giving back some even more interesting readings. Interesting in the sense of the Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times, or more likely die in them. You use it for necromantic summonings. Demons, they used to call them. Now they're primary manifestations, probably because that doesn't frighten the management. Who put you on it?
This skinny guy with a suntan and a German accent.
From Santa Cruz?
No, I'd never seen him before.
Shit. Did he have any friends? Or do anything to set up that rack over there. I inspect the top of the framework. The chandelier thing hangs from the roof of the execution machine like a bizarre three-dimensional guillotine blade. Cut any of the ropes holding Mo to the bed, and it will fall. I'm not sure what it's made of. Glass and bits of human bone seem to figure in the design, but so do color-coded wires and gears. But the effect will be about as final as flicking the switch on a frog in a liquidizer. Trouble is, I'm not sure the damn thing won't fall anyway if someone switches on the device.
No,
Mo says, but she sounds doubtful. I'm checking around the foot of the necromantic bed now, and it's a good thing the instrument's got a log display. Lots of very bad shit has gone down here. Ghosts howling in the wires. Information destroyed and funneled out of our space-time through weirdly tangled geometries of silver wire and the hair of hanged women. Bastards. I really ought to keep Mo talking.
I was asleep, she says. I remember a dream. Howling air, very cold, being carried somewhere, unable to move. Like being paralyzed, scary as hell, and I couldn't breathe. Then... I woke up down here. He was leaning over me. My head aches like the mother of all hangovers. What happened? Did he say anything? I ask. Make any adjustments?
He said I'd served my purpose and this would be my final contribution. His eyes, they were really weird. Luminous.
What do you mean, make adjust... She tries to raise her head, and the bed creaks. There's an ominous buzzing sound from the control panel at the far side of the room, and a red light comes on.
Oh, shit, I say, as the door opens and two soldiers in vacuum gear come in and the lights flicker. I see the chandelier-like thing above Mo sway on its ropes, hear the bed frame creak. As she gathers breath to scream, I clumsily jump onto the bed and brace myself on hands and knees above her.
Someone cut the fucking cables! Pull her out and cut the fucking wires! I yell.
I'm kneeling on one of them when the descending mass of obsidian and bone and wire lands on my backpack with a crunch, and I discover the hard way that the thing is electrified and Mo is wired to Earth. My head is spinning, I feel nauseous, and my right knee feels like it's on fire. What am I doing?
Bob, we're going to pull it off you now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I want to throw up. I grunt something. The crushing weight on my back begins to lift. I blink stupidly at the wooden slats in front of me. Then someone grabs my arm and tries to pull me sideways. Their touch hurts. Someone, maybe me, screams, and someone else yells, "Medic!" Seconds or minutes later, I realize that I'm lying on my back and someone is pounding on my chest. I blink and try to grunt something.
"Can you hear me?" they say. "Yeah. Oof."
The pounding stops for a moment, and I force myself to breathe deeply. I know I should be lying on something, but what? I open my eyes properly.
"Oh, that wasn't good. My knee..."
Alan leans over my field of view. People are bustling about behind him.
"What was that all about?"
he asks.
"Is Mo..."